Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of young guys in that clubhouse, but it's been good so far. You know, getting to play with guys like Teal coming up with the Red Sox, and then over here now, and just learning the game and learning from the guys that have done it, like Benintendi and Talkman and you know Luis Robert. So it's been a good start so far.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is once again the voice of Chase Meadroff. He was on the Foul Territory podcast with AJ Pierzynski, which is a nice kind of venue for the young man.
Good platform for the rookie.
Get a little national exposure. And we're delighted to welcome in Connor McKnight on the Score Hotline, Aturo Tire Hotline, Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Connor does a great job reporting on CHSN, covering the White Sox. Connor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Great to talk with you. It's another beautiful day for two games of baseball here. This is four games of baseball, I guess, in the city of Chicago, but two that matter.
Well, three, I think, because the Cubs play Milwaukee all the time. They've rescheduled for the 18th, I think. So
they've done that. Oh, good, yes, for them. Good,
yes,
for them. You know, I'm concerned about the other two.
You're locked in, Connor.
I'm just saying that. Yeah, he's locked in. It's just that the you know, obviously the Cardinals don't come to Chicago to face the White Sox very often. You kind of have to get this game in this afternoon, and it's going to be a fun day of watching baseball. I'm curious, when you look at where this team is at, you know, I really thought they were going to have a better performance in the first game back home, and they got blown out in that game. Is this good for the Sox? Because it's usually difficult to win both ends of a doubleheader. Or is this bad for the Sox because they probably were getting ready to take two games? So maybe this is not as happy as maybe some people believe.
Yeah, I think you could find some good and some bad in everything, and I think that's inherent in a doubleheader. It is tough to sweep them. It's a lot easier to sweep a doubleheader if you win the first one, though. So we'll get it underway with Sean Burke in the game number one. I think, you know, they've been trying to get more rest for this rotation over the last, I don't know, call it 2 weeks or so, and I think that was part of what ailed Shane Smith in game number one. He said he wasn't incredibly pleased with the way he kind of, moved the work around getting the extra 2 days of rest. It's something that happens and something you got to learn early in your career because you're going to do this again, you know, pitch on a little extra rest. Burke gets another day here. There's a lot of guys that, while they seem kind of experienced, we've known their names for a while, Cannon, Burke, Martin. They're not that experienced in terms of innings totals, especially at the big league level. So getting that extra rest, not a terrible thing. Mike Dassel's been outperforming his peripherals and pitching really well out of the bullpen and in starts here. he's almost totally stretched out as much as a starter would be. I think you can kind of figure him for a mini start kind of thing in game number two. So that's a good deal. They've got that pitching, or at least enough of it ready to go. Whether or not it'll be effective is another question altogether against the Cards lineup. It doesn't hit for a lot of power, but does get on base and will run a little bit. And certainly, you know, they work at bats the way the White Sox had been working at bats prior to going down to Texas and getting a little passive with the approach. So for me, I'd like to see this offense bounce back in a pretty good way. Matthew Liberatore threw a lot of strikes and they didn't do a whole lot with it. That was kind of what happened in Houston and what happened in Texas and the switch that needs to flip.
So, Connor, do the White Sox have a preference or an opinion on which position Chase Meidroth will play long-term? And how does the answer to that affect, if it does, the timetable and decision-making process with Colson Montgomery?
Ooh, so connecting those two together is an interesting one. I would bet, as things stand right now, that Montgomery probably has the White Sox probably prefer Montgomery to be at shortstop for the long term. They've not said anything different, and that's an opportunity you definitely want to give that athlete if he gets back to swinging the bat the way they're comfortable and confident that he can swing the bat. Meidroth has played a really good shortstop. It has been so much better than anybody thought, and I'm including myself in that. The range has been exemplary. The arm strength is not exactly what you want to have at shortstop, and it does stretch him a little bit. You know, I mean, we've seen them play him at second base quite frequently here over the last week and a half or so, and you want to take that workload and disperse it as best you can for a young player, especially a guy that's his size and having to work as hard as he does to play that position. Credit to him. I think, you know, this is me talking, I would bet second base is a better and more long-term spot for Meidroth, especially if he's playing the way he can or the way he has been at the plate. But I think it's more about making sure that the runway is there for Montgomery if and when he's ready to, you know, to taxi to the runway. You got to get off the tarmac here, and that's been a little bit of a sticking point for the White Sox.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to feel quite about these guys coming up. And, you know, on one level you figure, hey, you know, let's get it going, let's get guys used to it, let's get them improving. Meidroth's been excellent. I think that Lenin Sosa might be a better player than people give him credit for. I thought he was having a pretty good year. I think he's a pretty decent player. I don't know how he fits in with what they're doing. I know that there are some defensive metrics that would indicate that maybe Miguel Vargas would be better used as a first baseman, especially if he's hitting like that, than as a third baseman. I wonder if Montgomery would eventually be a third baseman, or if Brian Ramos is still in the mix with that sort of thing. I'm not quite sure how to feel about the infield in terms of who's coming and going and who's meant to stay.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the good problem that they've got is that there are a lot of names you just went through for four spots on the infield, and that's good, right? You'd rather have more than less, and that's a plus. I think the one thing the White Sox have pretty clearly been protective of when it comes to their position player prospects right now is the strikeout rate, right?
Yep.
I mean, this is why Tim Elko has been up and down a couple of times. It's because the strikeout rate, once he hits the bigs, kind of jumps to where we saw last year his strikeout rate at in AA and AAA. They want to manage that. And for Colson Montgomery, or at least have him maybe ameliorate or iron that out down at AAA with a little more development. Same for Colson Montgomery. Over the last 30 at-bats, he struck out – pardon, over the last 30 at-bats, he struck out 10 times. So that's a 30% K rate, and you'd like that to drop, that's for sure, even though the swing looks a lot better for him since coming back from Arizona than it did earlier. Ramos is a really interesting one. It's been really kind of tough to track the progress and identify what the long-term plan is for him. The immediate-term plan is evident, right? It's getting him as many at-bats and rested up from whatever elbow issue that got him down in spring and kind of pushed him off the radar a little bit. I think with as many infield options as they've got, you're set in a lot of different positions. The question remains, Molly, and it's a big one, it's a fair one, who is your shortstop going forward, right? Is that Montgomery? Is that Mydros? Is it a guy that is not on this roster now? Can you acquire him in the draft this year? It's a decent draft for prep prospects, for prep shortstops specifically. But that kid, I mean, if he's there in a Hall of Famer, he's not going to be a rookie until 2029 when we're all 1,000. So, you know, it's a while.
New owner.
So, Connor, I think Grant Taylor, his debut was electric, and I think his presence is intriguing. I wonder what his role will be moving forward, and then how long it will be before Noah Schultz joins him in Chicago.
So, Grant's been great. I think he learned some lessons in a pretty good way, too, in against the Astros and against the Rangers, and that if it's 99 and has too much middle, guys can still hit it. And fortunately, he gave up a couple of hits without giving too much, you know, extra base power away and managed to keep the White Sox in those games, you know, kept his ERA pretty sparkling, didn't get bloodied too bad in the first day out the gate. The stuff's ridiculous. I mean, it's preposterous. It's just really good. You know, he can hit 100 easy and dance it all over the edges of the strike zone. The breaking balls are very good, and the changeups on the way too. I would imagine that for Taylor, you know, some metered leverage innings are on the way here and pretty quickly. I'm looking forward to seeing his first back-to-back in the big leagues. I think they have, you know, still an idea that he could be a starter. Brian Bannister, I think on your station, has been pretty outspoken about his extension and what kind of problems that has caused in the past for similar pitchers. And I think it's really interesting to be out there talking about it as honestly and openly as the White Sox front office has. Credit to him for doing it. I think Schultz is going to be up in the bullpen at some point here this year. I just, listen, if past is precedent, that's what they've done with a lot of these guys. Schultz seems to be figuring for the same thing. I think you'll see him as a lefty reliever. I think you'll see him, you know, later on in the season after he's ironed some things out in Charlotte. I think the pathway is pretty clear for him before going into and competing for a starting rotation spot in 2026. I think that's very much on the table.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it's fascinating to me that you know, Brian Bannister responded to a story on whether it was a good idea to call up Schultz with about as transparent a comment as you're going to see. And yet, you're also kind of wondering, why are you responding? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with clarifying something and including some game splits in what you send, but you just wonder, why are you doing that? Like, why? I love that there's transparency, but I also just wonder if you're being too defensive. I don't know.
I think it's, you know, as a man who's been known to be defensive a time or two, I get it. You know, I've been there. But I also, like, I think this state of pitching is in such an interesting spot in Major League. And it's kind of a larger philosophical thing, right? But, like, you got everybody from Pitching Ninja, you know, to Codify. I mean, there's this big, like, extant pitching body on the internet, and they don't always listen to what the interview you gave, the score or whatever. Like, it's about what got put online and the heat maps and all this other stuff. And I think there's probably some merit in talking to that audience a little bit from the pulpit. You know, I think there's probably some value there because these are industries. Like, Brian Bannister is not just director of pitching for the White Sox. Brian Bannister has a very large foot in that pitching industry for a very good reason. I mean, he's kind of an industry leader. So I think leading in that way and, like, I don't know, kind of putting it out there in that sense, in that space, makes some sense for him. Although, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, although I've been known to kick back every now and again with a knee-jerk reaction here and there, too.
I like it when you do that, too, Connor. All right, 30 seconds. When you look at the Sox, who I think Steve Stone identified on the score yesterday as a potential seller, no surprise there before the deadline, Mike Tauchman, Adrian Hauser, Aaron Civale, are all three of those guys candidates to be flipped, and which one is the most likely?
Yeah, I think so. And I would bet Hauser's going to go on the paternity list here the next couple of days, so that might affect his availability over the next couple. Civale, absolutely. He's been traded over the last two deadlines. I'd put him at number one. Tauchman's been really good this year, has struggled. I think he's two for his last something. And, you know, looking to get back into things, he has hit some home runs against lefties, so that's good. I think all three are just as likely to be traded as the other. If I had to place a bet on it, it'd be Civale because past his precedent, and I don't know, it's the third time I've said it on the interview, so that's probably a good thing.
I like it when you say that, though, Connor. It's very astute.
It's great stuff. Connor, thanks, man. Great catching up with
you. Thanks, Connor.
You got it, boys. Anytime.
Good stuff.
That is Connor McKnight. Does a great job.
He's very good.
Good man altogether.
He knows that organization in and out.
Bright guy.
Backward and frontward.
Yeah. I love him. He's a good dude. I got to tell you, and, you know, Dennis and Adam, and we worked with all those guys. Great people. Great friendship among the three of them. So,
you're getting all nostalgic and wistful here.
I'm thinking of Dennis Gambino. I love
that guy. Getting misty-eyed every time we have Connor McKnight on.
I know. It's something.
I love Connor.
All right. I have a thought on something I want to run by you, but we're gonna get to our guy Mike Palm first. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.